Thank you, Father, for everything that we have and everything that we need, Lord. And it's amazing at how your word is always appropriate for everything that we're going through. On, I guess it was Thursday. That was Friday. We had a video conference through GoToMeeting, and it was really inspiring as the pastors came together to encourage one another in faith, and our district superintendent led it. And he suggested, and I'm seeing it now everywhere, that we take Psalm 91 and use it for a prayer during this time of stress, basically, so to speak. So Tina's going to read Psalm 91 for us, but put it on your prayer list. Read it every day. It'll bless you. Miss Tina?
Psalm 91. You who live in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, or the arrow that flies by day,
or the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, or the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your refuge, the Most High your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, no scourge come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all ways. On their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder, and the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. Those who love me I will deliver. I will protect those who know my name. When they call to me, I will answer them. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them. With long life, I will satisfy them and show them my salvation. It's the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Miss Tina.